to Purpose Without Limits, the show which strives weekly to empower you to reach your true potential, to help you understand how a simple shift in thinking can make success a reality, both professionally and personally. You'll learn about business etiquette intelligence and why a first impression is so crucial, and the real rules of the game to help you outclass your competition. Your host, Dallas Teague Snyder, is founder of Make Your Best Impression, author of the book Professionally Polished, Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market, and co-author of Executive Etiquette Power. For more, visit MakeYourBestImpression.com. The time to become your best self is today. Here's Dallas Teague Snyder.
Hi, and welcome to Purpose Without Limits. I'm Dallas, America's Impression Engineer and the host of today's show, as well as the author of Professionally Polished Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market. Well, I have to say, happy February. If you haven't heard any of our shows yet, shame on you. We have been on air for over a month now, bringing you weekly shows to help inspire you to be your best self, and today is no different. So let me ask you, do you sometimes seem like no matter what you do or try, you just can't gain any momentum in building the life you want? Have you tried attracting something only to get sabotaged by negative people? I know I have. Or maybe your own limiting beliefs, or maybe unexpected distractions, or perhaps doubt, fear, or even a lack of passion. Are you ready to attract the life you've envisioned for yourself? Well, get ready for a treat. Our guest today has studied the law of attraction, health and wellness, psychology, human behavior, and neuroscience. He knows what it's like to have tough times and knows that it is tough to make sense of all of this, but guess what? He knows how to make it work for you. So be sure to stay with us, because our listeners will receive a free Wealth Mastery Success mini course and audio recording. Cheney is an inspirational, transformational speaker and founder of the Wealth Mastery Success Program. Welcome, Cheney.
Well, thank you for having me, Dallas. I really appreciate it, and I'm really grateful that you even started this show, and it's a pleasure to be on here, but also for any of the other people who you interview who have something to share, because everyone has a message to share, and that's why I'm here today, is to share my message and how I can help and inspire everyone listening. So I thank you, and thank you for everyone listening as well.
Well, Cheney, I basically am, I've been wanting to do this for many years, but I'm sure you've got some feedback too on why many of us have a dream, but yet we don't know how to reach it. And one of the things that I thought was so unusual when you reached out to me, and as I was doing some research on your website, which I love, by the way, you talk about trying to help people get unstuck. And when I really narrowed down my purpose, it was really to help people get unstuck and have the life that God intended them to have. So I thought that was very interesting in our divine connection, if you will.
And I actually definitely want to mention about the title of your show, and that you used the word purpose, because that's a really key word. And that's actually something that I do show people. It's part of something I call the five P's, and one of them is purpose. And it's really important to have a purpose and to specifically know what it is. And I love the title of your show, because that speaks to people and it gets them to think, wow, I do have something to offer the world. I do have a purpose, even though I may not know what, not me, but if someone's saying, well, I may not know what it is now, and your show is there to help and inspire others. And again, I appreciate you doing that.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. It's nice to find people that have a similar passion to help folks find their purpose. And I think that, like you said, oftentimes maybe we don't know what it is, so therefore we just don't even try to find out. And I think we're really missing out on what life has to offer when we just settle for less than what we're capable of doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's everybody, I love to say this, because everyone listening, you, me, and every single person who's listening to this show has a message, has something to offer the world, value to the world, and deserves to be heard. Now, you may not see or perceive yourself in a situation where you may be making $5 million a year, but you still have a message. And I like to say, my millions of dollars and my billions of dollars is in my message to the world. So for everyone listening, if you may be sitting at that job or that you may not like, or doing something that you don't like or despise, think of your message your purpose. There's that word again, your mission. What is it? What does it entail? Because that's where your millions, that's where your billions, that's where your value is to the world. And then, of course, it's individual and unique to who you are.
Well, and that brings up a great point that I wanted to ask you. You know, there are a lot of programs out there. And one of the things that, I guess one of the things that we've seen recently throughout our culture is the movie The Secret. And I think The Secret was very popular because it gave people an idea that they can't overcome fears or maybe obstacles in their lives. But I think it really missed one true and crucial element, is that we have to take action as well. We can't just wish it to happen. There, you know, there are certain things we need to do to be able to attract the kind of life we desire. But how does the Wealth Mastery Success Program differ from something like The Secret or maybe other programs out there?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm glad you're asking this, because I've had people, in fact, I just had somebody join my program on a few days ago, and she said that she's read Abraham Hicks, she's read a ton of Law of Attraction books, a ton of them, she said, and she said that what you talk about, especially in the first step of what I speak about in the Wealth Mastery Success Program, she said, I've never heard anybody talk about it like that and bring it to light in the way that you do. So what sets mine apart from the others is, and I'm just going to pretty much use the words that she used, or I'll put it in my words, the first step that she was doing was finding out her values, finding out what's most important to her, based on her uniqueness, based on what's most important to her. And when she came across that, she was like, wow. And specifically, subconsciously, because I talk about values, things that are most important to you, and subconscious values. For example, I'm sure you've come across many people, or I know I have, that I've asked people, well, how many of you would love to have a lot of money?
Yeah, and everybody's hand.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what happens. All right. The hands go up. I'd love to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. I want to have a lot of money. Then when I ask the question, well, how many of you are, that most of the hands, if not all of them, go down.
Right.
Question is, well, why does that happen? Well, consciously they're saying, I want this, in this case, money. But what's actually happening is they're not attracting it. And the reason why is because one of the main reasons why it comes down to your values. Those people who are attracting money, they have a high value on it. Yes, there's the taking action, or like I like to say, inspired action part of it. However, if you don't have a value on something, in this case money, you're not going to attract it to you. And that's the one thing that The Secret did not mention. Now, The Secret did mention about taking action. They were very general with that. They did mention that, but they didn't get into the specifics of what's most important to you, your value. So what I show people, or the first step in the program that I teach, Wealth Mastery Success, is to identify your values. I have a series of questions that people answer, 13 of them, to determine their values, because ultimately your values is the feelings that you put out that goes out into the universe and attracts to you, basically via the law of attraction, if you will, the things that you are looking to have in your life.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I think a lot of times people will equate wealth with something that's not good. You know, there is that biblical statement, you know, people saying the love, you know, the love of money is the root of evil. It's not money itself. And I think the reality is, when we have wealth and we're good people, we can do great things. But I think a lot of folks, maybe subconsciously, they really think having wealth is not, you know, is not a good thing. And so they're not attracting it, even though they say that's what they want.
Yeah, well, a few things on that. And of course, wealth can be wealth in any of the different seven areas of life. Now, when we're talking about financial wealth, which is, it sounds like that's what you're mentioning here. Yeah, I mean, we've heard all those lack terms, if you will. And I believe it was stated, I haven't read the Bible really, but I know it says that money is the root of all evil. That's not the actual quote. It might have been the one that you just said. It's said a different way from what I understand in the Bible. But the point is, people have still adopted, or a lot of people have still adopted that quote to equate to money. And they basically don't have a relationship with money. I mean, could you imagine if you're married and you say, well, the root of all evil in my relationship with my husband is my husband. You're not going to have your husband around. You know, it's the same thing with money. The root of all evil is money. So metaphysically, you could say, and or as I like to call the unseen forces, you know, the universe, will look at that and go, oh, this guy thinks it's evil. We're not going to give him money. I mean, that's just in the most general sense. Of course, there's more to it than that.
Oh, but and I know your program. Yeah, and I know your program goes into some details. And you mentioned before, and I know we only have 30 minutes today, but the great thing is that you're offering this free mini course, and I think that's fantastic, and I really appreciate that. That is just amazing. But wealth is different for different people. If your values, if you want more free time, if you want more time with your family, oftentimes our actions don't follow what we say we want. We almost do the opposite. And so you're exactly right. The attraction process, when we're doing something different than what we say we want, that the universe is going to react that way.
Yeah, because really, I've got asked the question hundreds, I'm almost venturing to say thousands of times, how come the law of attraction doesn't work for me? And or it'll be asked, well, why doesn't it work for me? Or how come it's not working the way I would like it to? It works 24 hours a day. It's based on those values. So if, back to what I was saying before, if you're saying, I want to have a lot of money, but you don't, consciously you're saying one thing, subconsciously, which is really your true values, is what's dictating what's happening. And the thing with that is, in most of the cases, those quote-unquote subconscious values are values that you injected in from someone else who said, well, you're supposed to be doing this, you have to be doing that, you need to be doing this, versus if you find yourself saying, I love doing this, I'm inspired, this is what I've always dreamed of, I'm really excited to do this. Big difference in the language, in your intention, different energy, and back to the action part, someone who's saying, I'm excited, I'm inspired, I'm really ready to go, you know, that type of thing, they're going to take action that matters, inspired action, versus just any old action or busy work, as I call it. So there's a big difference in the language. So to everyone listening, listen to your language. I mean, it sounds like a little, you know, maybe not so much, but little things make big differences, and that's one of them to look for. Just listen to your language. Are you saying I should, or are you saying I love to?
Right. The energy that, yeah, and even if you just say it, practice yourself, say the same words, say the same sentence, and see what it makes you feel like. I think you can feel that energy in your body, and that's what you're projecting as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really interesting. I didn't actually plan on mentioning this, but it just came up, and we're doing this off, you know, spontaneous, if you will. But I actually, I have a book here. It's called The Law of Success. It's written by Napoleon Hill. I'm sure many people have heard of Napoleon Hill. He wrote Think and Grow Rich.
Absolutely. The must-have book, well, must-read book, yeah.
Well, this one is another absolute must-read. It's called The Law of Success. And basically what it is, it was written in 1928, and really what prompted him to write it, really most of the contributions in the book came from Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, and Henry Ford, mostly Carnegie and Ford. And it's basically, I got the updated version. They just added two different lessons. It's basically it's four volumes comprised into one book. It's a 1,000-page book, and it talks in there about energy and about how that works. I'm not going to get into all specifics of it, but the energy that you put out there through your thoughts, and he gets into it a little more in there. Now, this book came out almost 100 years ago, about 90 years ago, way before The Secret.
Right, sure.
So it stems around from energy, and many people don't feel that, well, if I say I should or I must or I need to, oh, that's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal, because that's the energy that goes out there, and that does go out in a vibrating type of way, and it does attract things to you. There's obviously more to it than that. But my point is, here is a book that is basically put together by the most famous people, if you will, of all time. They use these principles, so they do work. So when I get that question, well, how come it doesn't work for me? Again, it stems from your values, knowing what's important to you. Now, they talk about that in there as well, but it's not used in the same words. They mostly use what's your purpose. What is most important to you, you know, that type of thing. They don't use values, but it's still the same thing. knowing what's most important to you and sticking with it, persevering, being persistent.
Well, I definitely agree, being persistent and tenacious and just having the desire to keep going and not giving up. That's certainly something that we need to do in all aspects, especially going for our dreams and having the life we want. One of the
One other important part of that is the people who are going to be persistent and, as you said, tenacious and are going to keep moving forward are the ones who know what their true values are, what's most important to them, and no matter what comes their way, they will keep moving forward. The person who gives up and says, this isn't going to work, I can't do this, that's a subconscious way of them saying, I did not value that much, where I'm just going to keep moving forward no matter what happens. So the difference is, and again, it doesn't seem like much, but knowing what's most important to you, what you value most, is the backbone certainly behind what I teach in my program, and really is the backbone behind these people, Carnegie, Henry Ford. In fact, there's a couple of former United States presidents that even put testimonials in this book. So these are techniques that are followed that have been pretty much proven to work. And it all starts by knowing what's most important to you, because you'll keep moving forward when you're doing things that matter most to you.
You know, it's really funny, and I don't want to go back in time, but I remember I had this relationship with someone I thought I was going to marry many years ago. He was a helicopter pilot, and I remember his mother told me, no matter what happens, Dallas will always get back on her feet. And I thought, you know, I don't want to be that person always gets back on their feet, but that's how I've always been. And I've never really thought about it being something that made me stand out and be different, or that someone even noticed, you know. But I can see where that was probably a true compliment to my character, not necessarily a reason to end the relationship, you know. So I guess that's a wonderful revelation today. Well, Chaney, one of the things that you mention in your information are the five keys to attraction amplifiers. Is there any way you can share those with us, or maybe a couple of those that can kind of get us thinking about that?
Well, actually, the first one I somewhat covered already, and that is finding out what you really want. And that stems from, again, knowing your values and what's most important to you. Because along with people saying, well, how come, you know, law of attraction not working for me, a big, big concern with a lot of people, it's, again, one of the most popular questions I get is, how do I know what I want? You know, how do I stay focused? That type of thing. In fact, that's actually one of the other five points that are in here, is how do I stay focused? How do I know what I really want? And again, I'm going to keep going back to it. It stems from knowing the values, what's most important to you. And I keep saying your values or what's most important to you, because many times I'll say values and people will think that is the core society type of values, and that's not the same. It's your specific values, the things that are most important to you, the things that matter most to you. And many people say, I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
And when people say that, I know that they're not telling the truth. They're not being their true self, because every human being knows what it is they would love to do. And they have what I call any one of those seven fears that keeps them from expressing it and keeps them from living it. So everyone knows what it is. It's just there's stuff covering it, if you will.
Oh, yeah, the stuff of life, right?
Yeah, I like to equate it to, I don't know how cold it gets. I would imagine it gets cold enough in Alabama where you need to put on the defroster in the car.
Oh, absolutely.
So just picture your windows all foggy. You go into the car, you put the defroster on, it clears up the windows. Well, it's the same thing with someone not knowing what they want. They're foggy, and what's covering them up are the fears. And once they dissolve the fears and break through the fears, they have clarity and they're able to see what their true vision is. And that's just a metaphor that I'd like to use. And that's why I show people in the Wealth Mastery Success Program is how to dissolve, how to get past through those fears, those doubts, those worries, because that is what's keeping people stuck from even realizing what they want.
Yeah, fear is something that paralyzes folks in many ways, and absolutely from reaching their true desires. But what do you think? How can someone overcome any fear, doubt, and worry, you know, to transform their life? And you even say you can do it in 7 hours. How is that possible?
Well, there's a series of questions that I use, and actually the technique that I use in the program is those people who have seen The Secret, Dr. John DeMartini, who was in The Secret, and the technique I use is derived from a method that he teaches, and this method is based on science, and it allows you to basically balance out the imbalances in your mind, the perceptions, if you will, and, or in some cases you can call it your emotions as well, that keeps people stuck, because many people are looking to see things in a one-sided way. So, for example, some people will only want happiness, only kind, only nice, only support, only the one side, and not understand that, well, every human being is happy and sad, every human being is positive and negative, every human being is nice and mean. So the way that I take, or what I do is I take people through a series of questions that has them balance out these imbalances, if you will, because the whole idea is to balance that out in the mind so you can open up your heart to express your true power. So I can just go through a quick example here. I actually had a woman who was in my program. She was having an issue with financial instability. In other words, she had debt.
Right.
She didn't have any money, and she felt guilty for that and felt guilty towards her husband and towards her son. So one of the questions that I had her ask, I said, well, she knew that she had the financial instability. There wasn't any question about it because she flat out told me. So I said to her, I said, well, how is your financial instability? How does it benefit you?
Right, because you're getting something out of it, sure.
Yeah, because if she has a fear of financial instability, she has a one-sided or a lopsided perception. She's only seen the negatives of it. She's only seen the drawbacks. So I come in and I ask her, well, what are the benefits of it? And, of course, at first, I don't see any benefits. That tells me that, A, she's seeing it one way, and, B, that's one of the main reasons why she's stuck in the fear. So when you ask that question and you get to see, well, how is her, in her case, financial instability, how is it benefiting her? That takes the fear out that, oh my goodness, you know, there are two sides to it. There are benefits. And when you're able to see a balanced perspective of it, it doesn't run you anymore.
Mm.
Now, the other thing that she had an issue with, like I said, she had some guilt and shame about this towards her family, towards her husband, towards her son. So I asked her, I said, well, how's your financial instability? How is it benefiting them? How is it benefiting your husband? How is it benefiting your son? Because that dissolves the guilt of her having it.
Oh, okay. So it takes away the energy from that.
That's actually where I was going with it, yes.
Oh, okay.
I actually asked her a few other questions as well, but those were the first two that I started off with her. Because the whole idea is, if you're coming from an imbalanced state, you're not poised, you're not present, you're not purposeful. There's that word again, and I'll throw in perseverant and persistent. Those are the five P's.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're coming from a state and you're not poised, you start to put out a different type of energy that starts to attract things to you that you don't want. And I'm not going to get too much into this because it would take a few extra minutes to really get into that. But the bottom line is, any situation you have that you come across, it's important to be very poised, because when you're poised, you're centered, you're calm, you're balanced, you put out a different energy. And I like to equate it to, if you throw a rock in the water, you're going to have the ripples that are going to go out. If you throw a bigger rock in the water, you're going to have bigger ripples go out. If a boat comes by, an ocean liner, you're going to have more ripples go out,
really,
and go
big
out
ripples,
longer,
yeah,
and longer and longer. Well, equate the rocks, the rock size and the size of the boat. That is the energy that you're putting out there through a thought, through, oh my God, I don't have any money, what am I going to do? So the bigger or the more energy that's put towards that, the ripples go out. And you may not realize it at first, but then all of a sudden, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 3 months down the road, you start to attract weird stuff, things you don't want, things that are coming up. Well, how weird stuff, like, why is this coming up? It could be attributed back to how you handle a specific situation. So it's important to be poised and present. And these types of questions that I asked her allowed her to do it. She broke through that particular fear, she said, 5 hours. And I'm actually surprised it took her that long.
Wow.
So it must have been a pretty big one. But then she said right afterwards, she said, well, I broke, these were her words, she said, I broke through that one, now I have more clarity on that, I'm going on to the next one, because she had other blocks. So when I tell, or when I say you can overcome any fear, doubt, worry within 7 hours, and you can overcome any fear, doubt, worry and transform your life within 7 hours, it's not everything. It's one particular fear. And in some people, they can break through one like she did in 5 hours. She may knock off a few others. In her particular case, she broke through to one and she said, well, I'm going to go on to the next one. So she had other stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Most of us have multiple things. I think that one of the benefits about addressing something like this and being able to realize it and learn the technique from someone like yourself is to be able to not let that take hold of your life and to stop it before it destroys our purpose.
That's exactly what it is, because I like to tell people, you can either run your life or have something or someone else run it. And any time that you have those imbalanced, those lopsided perceptions or one-sidedness, as I call it, it's running you, and it runs you even if it's something negative or something highly positive, because that's another aspect of it. Many people, let's take someone who may be about to receive a large sum of money that they've never had before. Let's say an inheritance, for example. And I'm using this just to illustrate a point. Someone may have a tendency to get really ecstatic. They may have a tendency to brag about it. They'll go and tell people about it. They'll get really extroverted about it. And they'll take on this elated feeling. And anytime you do that, that is one-sided in the other direction. Not the negative direction, but a highly positive direction. People who do that will attract the opposite resistance factors. At some point, it could be an event, it could be something weird that happens that'll bring them back to center. And two quick examples on that. One, people who win the lottery. I'm sure you've heard the statistics on that. That's exactly what happens in most cases. They can't handle it. They brag about it, and the universe says, well, you're not ready to manage this. They bring in resistance factors. It could be they maybe made a bad business deal, or somebody, quote-unquote, ripped them off, or they did something that they termed foolish, but the foolish part of it is they didn't handle the situation with poise. And another example, I'm not going to get too deep into it, is what's going on with Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, about the celebrity aspect of things and people who fall.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, but in that particular case, and I'm using him because it's a current situation, it's what's going on. Everybody, society, had him up on a pedestal. They had him one-sided, role model, one-sided, including himself. On some level, he had himself puffed up. And now, all of a sudden, the universe says, you're not ready to manage it. In his case, he managed it for a number of years, and now the universe says, okay, it's your time to be humbled. So all of a sudden, all these events come in, and the very same people who had him way up now have him in the pit. So anytime you infatuate or you build someone up, put them up, you're going to put them down at some point, unless you ask these types of questions that balance out that perspective. And one other thing in relation to this, Kobe Bryant, had a situation 7 years ago. He quickly humbled himself, and he's not in that situation anymore. And then you have someone like O.J. Simpson who never did it, and now he's in jail. So the universe will continue to bring in stuff to get you into balance and to humble yourself. And if you learn how to see the messages and to act on them, you'll bring your life back into order. If not, you'll be in chaos.
Well, and my whole goal is to be out of chaos. And, oftentimes we've had things in our life happen to us or have things done to us that aren't of our own volition, especially as children or, you've seen people who've been in situations, but they overcome them and they become very successful. And do you think that's also attributed to that as well?
Well, that's a great question. And on some level, it is. It really depends on what the situation is. So if you have a specific example that we can go with.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. My example. My mother was, is bipolar and schizophrenic. I had to try to get her committed when I was a teenager. It didn't work out. Put myself through college and, just grew up with nothing. Government subsidized housing, free lunch, four dads from the time I was 6 till I was 13. And, I'm finally at a place in my life where, it seems balanced. I'm not, when you have something like mental illness and a parental child type of relationship, and you're the adult at a very young age and you have to make decisions all the time. It's just, to me, I see people that have something similar happen, like let's say Oprah or Susie Orman, who, had a great debt and then turned her life around. I mean, whatever these situations may be, sometimes it just seems like maybe that's the universe's way of saying, hey, now we're going to give you a, let things be good for you since they were so bad for so long, you know?
Well, here's the thing. A few things. Number one, this goes for anyone listening, look back in your life and look at all events that took place. And look to see what you can be thankful for. Look to see how it benefited you. Because these people, what they did on some level, they probably weren't aware of it, is they did just that. And the universe, as I like to say, I like to call them universal tests. You know, that the universe will come in and test you in certain situations to see how you're going to handle them. Are you going to handle it with poise? Are you going to handle it with presence? Are you going to handle it with purpose? If not, and you get elated, and you start bragging about it, or you get down and depressed, and you start venting, and you start blaming people, the universe says, okay, we gave you a test, you didn't pass it, you're not ready, you can't manage it at that level, you're not going to the next level.
Oh.
And you stay stuck. So I've been really talking about this a lot, and it's interesting. I mentioned that book, Law of Success. There's a 55-page chapter in that book. They call it self-control. He talks about poise a lot in there, and he mentioned Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln had great poise. There's a chart in there. They talk about, I think, George Washington. He had great poise. Bill Gates, great poise, because they actually graded these guys on a scale of 0 to 100%. That book, like I mentioned, has people contributing to it that have made millions and billions of dollars, and they are following that, what I'm saying here, about being poised and how to handle situations. Very important, and something that another unique aspect of the Wealth Mastery Success Program that I teach is that I really stress that, because many people are not aware that every single thing that they do makes a difference. And some people say, well, it's no big deal, I blew off steam, I vented. That keeps you stuck. So I teach people how to become poised, asking those questions, how to handle all situations in a poised and present manner. That's a big one when it comes to attracting any form of wealth into your life.
Well, and some people may think of that, Cheney, as hearing, you know, they probably heard the comment, you know, karma, or you know, what you put in the universe, what you sow, you reap, you know, those types of things. And so it sounds like very similar, depending on what you're reading and what you've heard, it all goes back to this very thing. And it sounds like the book Law of Success is definitely something we need to look into for those of us who want to master this. And, of course, reach out to you to do some more work, especially if we feel like we're unstuck and need more guidance in that. Well, you know, Cheney, we don't have much time, and I certainly hope you'll come back again. And I do have a listener mailbag, and I do have a question that Tom in Denver has asked. So if you don't mind, if we can take that, I would love to end
Absolutely.
Our show on that note.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Tom wants to know, what can someone do on a daily basis to have the life they desire, no matter what's happening around them?
Great question, and that pretty much sums up what I've been saying on on what we've been talking about. One, I had to say, well, let me say like this. My number one thing, or my number one tip on that is what I was just saying. Only because during the course of your day, you're handling situations all day long, whether you're by yourself, whether you're driving to work, whether you're at home with your family, whether you're in the gym working out, you're handling and dealing with situations. It doesn't necessarily have to be with people. It could be anything. You're handling situations all the time. Handle them in a poised, present manner. And obviously, I get more into that in the Wealth Mastery Success Program, how to ask those questions to keep you in that poised state. Because when you're in that poised state, you're putting out a different energy. You're not lopsided, you know, one way or the other. In other words, you're not always positive, you're not always negative, you're in balance.
Right,
and that has a very big effect on what people attract into their life and the quote-unquote success that they have. I call it the unseen forces, and this is very abstract stuff, but these are the forces that are governing what's showing up in our life. So my number one tip to Tom's question, handle situations in a poised, present, purposeful manner.
And if Tom doesn't know what that means, he needs to definitely reach out to you and find out more about how to do that. And anyone else listening. And to do that, Chaney, how can the folks listening today reach out to you for coaching help or be part of your program? Tell us how we can work with you more closely.
Yes, they can go to www.wealthmasterysuccess.com. I'll repeat that. That's wealthmasterysuccess.com. And if you put in your name and email, you get the audio download, which is about 48 minutes, I believe, and the mini course.
Wow. So that gives them a little taste of it. But, of course, they can work with you more if they choose to do that as well, right, to get in this a little bit deeper. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, I just cannot thank you enough for reaching out to us and being a part of our show. And it certainly sounds like you are on a mission to help people have a balanced life and enjoy their purpose and find their passion. And I hope you'll come back again.
Well, thank you. I would love to come back again and again. I appreciate what you're doing with your show, and keep doing the show because you have a voice, you have a vision, you have something to share with people that can help inspire others just like I do. So keep with that show and keep getting it out there, because it's helping. You may not realize it, but it's helping people one step at a time.
Well, I really appreciate it, and I will take that as a sign. All right, everybody, just in case you missed it, our guest today is Chaney Weiner, and he is a transformational and inspirational speaker, and you can reach him at Wealth Success Mastery or Wealth
Wealth Mastery Success.
Oh, yes, Wealth Mastery Success, and he has a fantastic program to help take you to the next level and live the life you are intended to live. So without that, thank you so much, Chaney, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you, Dallas, and have a great day. And to everyone else, have a great day as well.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, my friends, it's that time again. It goes by so fast, but we're thrilled to have started February off with this great program. And you'll want to join us next week, where we'll be talking about living our purpose. This show is called Purpose Without Limits, but the question is, are you truly living your passion? Maybe you're not sure what your passion is. Well, we'll be joined by our guest next week, when we'll talk about an assessment and how we can get more clues into that and work towards actually living our passion. So be sure to join us. And also, definitely stop by the website at purposewithoutlimits.com. Register so we can make sure to keep you updated on all great values and offerings for our listeners, from our guests, and then just other things that we have coming up, women's events, other activities that are going to be going around the country, just so you can stay abreast of what we're doing here and help us spread the word about our show. We want to come back to you week after week, offering you great content to help you be your best self. So until next week, have a fantastic one and keep on smiling.
You've been listening to Purpose Without Limits with your host, Dallas Teague Snyder. Dallas is founder of Make Your Best Impression, author of the book Professionally Polished, Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market, and co-author of Executive Etiquette Power. Visit MakeYourBestImpression.com for more information.